My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. Got people locked in on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. I get the app. You got Sirius XM? Listen on 158. You got a smart speaker? Is it at home? Is it at work? I don't know where your smart speaker is, but just ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You heard it, but I'll say it again. My name is JR. This is the JR Sport Brief Show, and we get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. And we're being joined by you. There is no show without you, so thank you. Last week, I got in a little bit of trouble. Started thanking the Uber drivers and the Lyft drivers. And I got a message from a cab driver in South Carolina. What's up, man? Hickey, he sent me photos of his cab. He don't got cabs. He got like Sprinter vans, man. He got Sprinter vans.
Oh, wow. This is fancy.
It's fancy. I know. He got Sprinter vans.
Is that like a cab? I guess so, right? Like,
yeah, I don't know. Maybe I didn't see the inside of it, but you could put televisions in there. You put a recliner. I mean, you could do all types of things, right?
I guess what? For big groups or for rich people who want a lot of space?
You can put one person in a Sprinter if you want. You could put five or six. You know, just depends on what you want to do back there. So a shout out to everybody, quote unquote, moving stuff. How about this? If you got a pulse right now, and you're listening to me, thank you. Hickey, I think that's a wide net. That counts in everybody, right?
Yes. No, I think everyone, all bases are covered with that statement alone. Smart man.
Yeah, if you got a pulse and you're listening, thank you. Hickey, say some stuff. I got to hit the dump button. I got to sneeze.
Uh-oh. Well, I guess if you don't have a pulse, I guess you're not listening. So I was going to say thank you as well, but that's...
Touché.
Unless you're that one person in... Brazil, otherwise.
The one person. Oh, that guy that they rolled into the bank?
Right. The weekend at Bernie's.
The dead guy? Oh, my God. I don't know what happens in Brazilian law, but they're going to put her away forever, right?
It seems like there's going to be a harsh penalty. I would not want to be on the other side of that one.
Oh, man. We don't. Listen, when it comes to other countries, you don't. You know, I know. Listen, there's some countries that lady would not have a pulse if she tried to pull that. What's going to happen in Brazil, I have no idea. For anyone who's not familiar, there was a woman last week, 2 weeks ago. I think it was her deceased uncle, like literally just stopped breathing. She put this man in a wheelchair, took him to the bank and tried to have him take out a loan. And he was not alive to do so. And the authorities were called, obviously, and they recognized that this man was not sleeping. He was not sick. He was not lame. He was no longer alive. That is one sick individual, the lady, the niece who did it. And we'll see what happens. But that's not you, because if you can hear me, you're alive. And thank you for listening. We got about, we got a guest coming up in about 15 minutes. You know, we've been doing a lot of talking about the NFL draft over the weekend. I want to talk with someone who could be heading into the NFL draft next season. He's a defensive back for the Michigan State Spartans. His name is Malik Spencer. Racked up interceptions and tackles, and he's looked upon as potentially maybe moving his way up into being a first-round pick next year. And so we'll talk to Malik about, well, we'll get his thoughts on the draft, get his thoughts on the upcoming season with the Spartans, and then overall his thoughts on college football. So, yeah, Malik Spencer from Michigan State University, potential first-round draft pick next season, next year, is going to speak with us in about 15 minutes. So we talked some basketball and talked about the Suns being eliminated. We'll get into those losers later on. Congratulations to the Timberwolves. And then in the last break, we talked about some teams that have done good. Today, the Dallas Cowboys decided to bring back Ezekiel Elliott on a one-year deal, pending him passing a physical. The Kansas City Chiefs have also extended Travis Kelce. That's not too bad. At least we know Travis Kelce is going into the Hall of Fame. He's still got some gas left in the tank. And we'll get into Kelce later on in the show. But I also wanted to show love to the teams that actually did a good job over the weekend with the NFL draft. Like, for instance, I said the Dallas Cowboys, not because of the draft. As an overall this offseason, they've stunk. I actually think that they've gotten worse. You're bringing back old garbage. It's like, hey, let's put Ezekiel Elliott out onto the street. And nobody wanted him, so, hey, we got to drag him back into our front yard. And I said the Philadelphia Eagles, quite differently, they've actually gotten better. These are two teams that were disappointments in the postseason, okay? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers kicked the Eagles out of the postseason. The Eagles crashed and burned as the season went on. And the Dallas Cowboys were upset by a guy like and Jordan Love, who's basically getting his feet wet in the postseason. And so what did the Eagles do? They got better. Yeah, Saquon Barkley isn't as washed up as this other guy. He might actually perform better with this Philadelphia Eagles team. And then they didn't stop there. They added two defensive backs in the draft. Easy. Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo. This man was expected to go number one, be the first cornerback drafted, and he was. And then they picked up another one out of Iowa. DeJean. This man is always going to be known as the guy who can beat Caitlin Clark in a basketball game. Hickey, how long is that going to be until he plays like five games, right?
Probably.
Yeah, outside of that, it's, hey, who's Cooper DeJean? Oh, that's the guy that can beat Caitlin Clark, sure. Anyway, Howie Roseman, the general manager of the Eagles, he talked about the depth that they added at a position where they sucked last year. Howie Roseman was happy. Listen to this.
After the season, we sat down and we talked about what we wanted to do to the team and what we wanted to create. We wanted to create incredible competition at all positions. That was a position that we hadn't addressed a lot early in the draft. We felt like that we still had some veteran guys on the roster and that we were going to get back.
Yeah. Well, now they got youth. And if the old guys can't hack it, you put the young guys in there. And I think we'll see some of these young guys, I don't even want to say sprinkled in. It wouldn't surprise me if, especially in the case of Mitchell, if he was playing, you know, pretty early. And in the case of DeJean, there's been a lot of talk about him not just playing at cornerback, but maybe even sliding over to safety. Philadelphia Eagles, round of applause. Congratulations. Y'all had a good draft. Second of all, you want to talk about another team that had a good draft? Well, how about the team that was able to go out and select first overall? It wasn't rocket science to select Caleb Williams at number one overall. And then also get him Rome Odunze, the wide receiver out of Washington, at number nine. Not too bad. Not too shabby. Caleb Williams, after months, about 5 months of is he going, is he not going, and who's going? Well, Caleb Williams says, man, I'm going to the Bears. I'm happy.
I'm just one of them. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm the same person every day. And what they saw at the dinner is the person that I am
5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, and maybe just hopefully a couple more accolades on that list.
Hickey, what the heck is that? Is that baby-making music in the background?
I don't know what's going on. I mean, I'm sure, clearly, Bears fans are very excited. Maybe that's what's the sound echoing right now through the city.
Baby-making music in Chicago?
I mean, look, Cubs are right now red hot. You got your franchise quarterback. You got another great receiver in Roma Dunze. Things are bright right now in Chicago for the first time in a long time.
Did the Cubs not – am I correct? The Cubs lost, like, on Saturday. What was the score, like 17-0?
And then they lost yesterday, too.
It was 15-5, I think, right?
They got smoked this weekend. But overall, they're having it. They're 17-11 to start. So there's positivity there. There's optimism at quarterback for the Bears for the first time in how long? It's maybe that's how you celebrate, you know?
Well, I guess Chicago has to have balance because between the Cubs on the north side and the White Sox on the south side, why? I don't know who I heard say this. I don't know what the hell I was listening to. They were just like, hey, da-da-da-da. All I heard was, hey, the White Sox, they're going to suck for the next, like, 5-6 years. And I just had to go, whoa, that's bad. Now's a good time to get tickets. Maybe you don't want to go, but now's a good time to get tickets. For the away team. For the away team. Yeah, congratulations, Chicago. You got a quarterback. And in about 4 to 5 years, you're going to have a publicly financed stadium that you paid for. And so enjoy everything when it comes down to the Bears. Round of applause for the Chicago Bears. This is a team that did good in the draft. Clap, 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 clap. And they're not the only team. And let's think about even in their own division that had a good draft. Much love to the Minnesota Vikings. They do play inside. And U.S. Bank Stadium, I think it is. Gigantic trapezoid. Are they going to get a quarterback? Well, they did. Picked up J.J. McCarthy, not from Minneapolis, but from Michigan. And then they were also able to pick up Dallas Turner. Who would have thought that he would have still been stuck around at number 17 overall? But nobody wanted a defender until spot number 15 when the Colts took Latu. And so if you're the Vikings, you got yourself a QB, you also got yourself an edge rusher for the future. You hope. Kevin O'Connell, former quarterback in the NFL himself. He likes the quarterback room. He likes what they've done. J.J. McCarthy can sit and learn behind. Well, Sam Darnold, you want to learn behind him? Anyway, Kevin O'Connell's happy.
Bringing J.J. in, a huge part of it was making sure that we had set up a premier quarterback environment for a rookie quarterback to come in and kind of grow at his own pace. J.J.'s incredibly competitive, as is Sam Darnold. I expect our quarterback room to push each other and really help our offense reach its truest potential this year for sure.
Hickey, how long before we see J.J. McCarthy?
Would say week one he's starting.
Oh, no. Whoa.
Yeah, sorry, Sam.
Week one?
Week one.
Damn, bro.
Why wait? Oh, what are you going to wait for?
I was going to say week number four. Like, it's going to be a game where Sam Darnold has thrown two interceptions in, like, the first half, and then he throws another one in the third, and the game is out of reach. And so Kevin McConnell looks over, he looks around, and he goes, why the hell not? He goes, hey, Sam, sit down, and J.J. go in. But you're putting J.J. as the starter from day one?
Week one starter.
Damn.
Lock it up.
I think you got to give Sam Darnold, I mean, unless he looks like complete garbage through camp, you got to give Sam Darnold the veteran's chance, right? You got to say, I'm going to put you out there, but this is your job to lose, with an understanding that if he starts, quote unquote, seeing ghosts again, he got to sit down. I think Sam will start, man. I think he will.
So you have faith that he'll play well, at least from the outset?
You got to remember, do they really play games anymore?
Well,
like, he'd have to outplay him in camp. That's it. Or Sam Darnold would have to throw, like, ducks in preseason. How many games, preseason games, are you going to play? Two? Two and a half?
Maybe one?
Yeah. Well, why? Because he sucks so bad? Damn, what does Sam Darnold do to you?
Nothing. I
besides
actually
be bad.
Well, I was a big believer in Sam Darnold. I got burned by him big time.
Oh,
Yeah, I won him on the Colts at one point, so I'm kind of glad I didn't get my wish there. But
oh, Well, speaking of Darnold, his former team, I think they did good in the draft too. The New York Jets picking up Olufoshinu, offensive line to help out their aging nut job quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. And so Olufoshinu says, not too many people say this. Maybe they lie when they do. He says, being a Jet, being drafted by them is awesome.
Honestly, it is pretty hard to describe. I mean, it's everything that I've imagined it'd be. You know, I've worked so hard for this moment, and for it to finally, you know, come true, I mean, it means everything to me.
Okay, all right. We heard Zach Wilson say, oh, there's no organization that I'd rather be a part of than the Jets. Don't say things like that, man. Don't do that. Yeah, you know what? Here's another team. At least they have a quarterback. He's young. He just needed a coach. I think he has one now in Jim Harbaugh. And now he got an offensive line. And that happens to be the Chargers with Justin Herbert. They were able to draft Joe Alt out of Notre Dame. They got themselves a wide receiver and Ladd McConkey from right here in Georgia with the Bulldogs. And so he got some toys to play with, right? I mean, still needs some help at the running back position. But Joe Ortiz helped put the squad together. He said his new offensive lineman, the protection for Herbert, he's incredible. Listen.
And certainly an athlete as a pass protector. The ability for a guy his size to bend, and you see it on film, you see him recover, but then when you watch him at the combine, watch him at pro days, I mean, it's exceptional.
Man, nobody wants to face off against no 6'9" tackle. Nobody wants to do that. Hickey, I'd quit. Like what?
That's
are you?
It? I'm done, coach.
Like, you line up. Imagine you are 6'5", right? Imagine you're 6'5", 6'6". And you walk over to the line and you look up at this guy. This guy's 6'9". It's like, can I kick him in the nuts? It's not. Who wants to do that?
I guess there's no rule against that. So
they there do you it. Go. You just do it and don't get caught, man. That's why I don't play football. That's why I talk. I don't want to hit nobody, let alone a guy 6'9". No thanks. I'm dirty. I'd have to be Joel. Maybe we can put Joel Embiid out there at defensive end. Hey, he probably run out of gas.
Well, he was a good tackler.
I know when he hits the floor, he can't get up. So if he can barely play basketball, he ain't built for no football. Joel Embiid, he is dirty, though. He is a good tackler. Stepping on people, pulling them out the air. He'd be dirty. What a guy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we got some teams that did good in this past weekend's draft. The Bears, the Jets, the Chargers, the Eagles, the Vikings. A round of applause to them all. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have a conversation with someone who's going to be playing college football this upcoming season, but he might be a pro next year. We're going to have a chat with Malik Spencer, defensive back for the Michigan State Spartans. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We got folks listening coast to coast, east to the west. Got a little Snoop Dogg on right now. Hold up. Anyway, right before we went to break, we talked about the NFL draft over the weekend. Great selections. We have some teams that did an excellent job. Minnesota Vikings, Chicago Bears. Nothing too crazy of that went on, maybe outside of the Falcons. But right now, joining us on the line, we're going to talk to someone who just completed his spring game, is going to be playing again for the Michigan State Spartans later on this year, could be a first-round draft pick next season. Joining us on the line is Buford, Georgia's own Malik Spencer. Malik, how you doing, man?
Yeah, how about you? How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for taking the time to hop on. I guess out of the gate, before I ask you about the Spartans and college and all of that stuff, you from right here in Georgia, man, how do you feel about the Falcons picking Penix at quarterback instead of maybe getting some defensive help?
I ain't gonna lie, I feel like it's a good pick. I mean, shoot, if anything happens to the actual quarterback, like Cousins, like shoot, they got a backup. But at the end of the day, it's still a blessing for Penix, so it's just like, it's what it is.
Yeah, well, I know all the Falcons fans certainly hope that they don't need Penix sooner than later. We got Michigan State Spartan Malik Spencer here with us on the Infinity Sports Network. Anything else that stood out to you over the weekend with the draft? Any particular players that you played against that you said, damn, this guy's good, this person is amazing? What are your thoughts, man? You actually play.
I ain't gonna lie, like, it was cool, most definitely. I was just glad people I knew in the draft got picked. So it's like, it's what it is.
So when you look at the draft, what does the next season look like for you? Because you starting to get a lot of attention yourself as a potential first rounder. I mean, Bleacher Report is talking about scouts and people bigging you up. What does the rest of this year look like for you, especially coming off of the spring game?
I got to do me for real. I got to just shoot, keep working. And then that's my opportunity for real. When everything come to fruition, I gotta just capitalize. So it's like, yeah. If I do what I do, I should be straight.
With new head coach Smith, who's in, what's the biggest difference with him and his head coach?
I will definitely say we get closer as a team for sure. A little bit more structure. I mean, but it was structured already, but I feel like it just feels different.
Well, I would certainly hope so. That's why they brought him in. What's the biggest difference for you? I mean, you're obviously playing a larger role on the defense here. You've ascended into being on the field more. Last year, you tackled every single thing that moved. You had quite a few pass breakups as well. How has your role changed? And heading into this season, I know you talk about the opportunities. What do you expect to be different from you?
really just maximizing our opportunities. It was a few plays last year that I could have stretched, and most definitely a few plays I left on the field. So really just maximize all those opportunities that come to me when they come. And, like, when we're talking about the team, I feel like I've got to just really just more step up as a more of a vocal leader. You know what I mean? Just be able to exert that type of characteristic, and I feel like I'll be straight.
Malik Spencer is here with us, Michigan State Spartan. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Malik, there's obviously a lot of distractions, and now we know there's NIL and there's transfer portal. How do you keep your head straight and look forward without all the other distractions, and then still obviously be a student? Like, how the hell do you balance out the time?
I feel like staying away is the best way for real. If you're not really in the mix of everything, like, I feel like there's no time to be, like, there's nothing to be distracted about. So really just stand out the way, keep your head down, and shoot, just like, just working every day, just whatever you need to work on, and any aspect of being a person, whether that's academics, your personal life, religion, like, regardless, just stay out of the way and work on yourself.
And Malik, this past draft that we had over the weekend, we saw 14 offensive players just go right off of the board. We didn't have a defender taken until spot number 15. Your job as a defensive back, even on the college level, do you find it to be much more difficult? Do you feel like you get a fair shake, or are they always leaning towards the offense?
Nah, they're most definitely leaning towards the offense. People want to, like, the fans, and people want to watch people score and make big plays. And I mean, you can make big plays on defense, but, like the like offense got the ball, so, like, people want to see people make big plays, stretch the field. So it's just like, yeah.
How do you stay and keep motivated? We know that the Spartans are a team that are trying to turn things around. Here you are, one of the top prospects and one of the best D-backs, expected to take another step. How do you maintain that balance where, hey, you're one of the best on a team that's trying to get back up there?
I mean, I feel like we all good. Like, I don't really see myself as, like, as being, like, over other people. So it's just like, we all got to get better at something. We all got to work. So it's just like, as long as I just keep that the main thing, we all got to get better. Like, we all got flaws.
Yeah, it's no lie. Well, listen, man, you're a good teammate for even saying that. Malik, where can people follow you and keep up with you online?
What you mean, like my Instagram and stuff?
Yeah, whatever. You don't want people to follow you, that's good too. Where can people follow you and your journey? Yeah.
My Instagram at backrow.malik. That's where I really be on for like football purposes and stuff like that.
Okay.
Backrow.malik. And then, Instagram, yeah.
Okay. Last question for you on the way out. We know that the Big Ten, the expansion is, I feel like it's expanded all over the entire country. Where are you excited to go and play the most that you haven't been yet?
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like this year I'm excited to play at Michigan.
Okay.
Just go down the road.
Okay. I can't knock you. They run around with a national championship. Well, listen, Malik, thank you so much for the time. Good luck with the rest of the offseason. Good luck with the season coming up, and good luck with the rest of your future. I'm certain we're going to catch you on down the line, okay?
I appreciate that.
No doubt about it. That Malik Spencer, defensive back out of Michigan State. He is turning quite a few heads. And look, I mean, I know it's 2024 and we just had the NFL draft over the weekend. There are already mock drafts for 2025. Hickey, is that how many times does a mock draft get changed in 2024 for a draft in 2025? You got to rip it up to shreds, what, like 10, 15, 20 times?
Oh, I was going to say 100.
100 times between now and then.
I mean, right? Like, with the teams, who gets injured, who plays well, who doesn't, who's drafting where, who's drafting high, who's drafting low, which quarterbacks come out of nowhere to surprise you, who doesn't, which, right. Like, now, yeah, I would say 100.
Yeah, who would have thought that Jaden Daniels would have ended up at pick number two?
Right, like, exactly.
This man wasn't even in conversation for the Heisman. Picks up the Heisman, is throwing the ball all over the place to neighbors, and ends up as the number two overall pick, and he's in D.C. right now for the Commanders. So, yeah, there's we know the big names in the draft. We know the big names that are likely to be next year. I mean, you look at a lot of mock drafts, and, you know, Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter are at the top of the list. And God bless Malik, nice and humble, a great teammate there, says we're all at the same level. Yeah, that's nice. He's getting attention from NFL scouts right now. So thank you so much again to Malik Spencer, defensive back for the Michigan State Spartans. Spartans are going through and have been through quite a bit of change, and it looks like Malik is going to be a constant until he gets that call to the pros. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of change, inside the NFL on CBS is going through some changes, okay? We got some different faces that are going to be a part of the pregame. We got faces coming in, names coming out. Some of these dudes have been there for decades. I'll explain on the other side. The phone lines are open also if you want to give me a holler. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'll fill you in on some of these television changes on the other side of the break. And then you know what? It looks like the NBA might also have a new home. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to NFL prospect Malik Spencer, Michigan State Spartan, for joining us in the last break. Yeah, we might as well. We finished up with the draft, and we already got a new set of prospects. So thank you again to Malik for joining us in the last break. You want to holler at me? It's real simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I told you that we got a new influx of players into the league, but we did get a change, at least on the television side. If you are watching television during the football season and you're not just watching the games, you're probably tuning into the pregame, right? You want to know who's playing, who's not playing. You want some professional analysis, especially if you're putting some money on the line. Maybe you throwing out some bets. Maybe you're trying to get your parlay together. Maybe you're trying to win some cash. Maybe you're just a fan. Maybe you just want to watch. Maybe you want to be up to date. Well, there's going to be some new faces on CBS's NFL Today. Yeah, this has been for the better part of two decades. Boomer Esiason, former MVP with the Bengals and current morning show host on WFA in New York City when he's not hosting on Sundays on TV, he's gone. He's no longer going to be a part of CBS NFL Today. Phil Sims is also gone. And we learned a couple of years ago, Phil Sims was doing the broadcast. He was an announcer for the games. And then he was put into the studio pretty much when Tony Romo came on board. And so with those two gentlemen out, J.J. Watt is in. The recently retired Matt Ryan is in. And a matter of fact, let's take a listen to Boomer Esiason. He shared the announcement earlier today on his morning show on WFAN in New York City. Listen to this.
I am stepping away from the NFL Today on CBS. More their decision than maybe mine, but I really thought that the Super Bowl was my swan song.
Yeah.
And I thought the way that CBS handled, especially us guys out there in Las Vegas, it was amazing. So I had been there for 22 years. The guy who hired me back in 2001 was a guy by the name of Sean McManus, who was the CBS sports chairman. He shook my hand. He said, I'd love for you to be a part of the NFL today. I never thought my wildest dreams that would have lasted for 22 years. And with all the people that I've worked with over there at CBS and the NFL today, it's been an amazing run.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that it's been two decades. And so with J.J. Watt on the way in, with Matt Ryan, who officially retired last week, on the way in, a couple of dudes are going to stay. Nate Burleson is still going to be a part of the show. You think about Bill Cowher, he will still be there as well. And James Brown stays and sticks on as pretty much the host. And so we got changes. There's also word, in speaking of the media landscape, that the NBA is close to having Amazon on as a distribution partner. This is the same Amazon, I will remind you, that picked up Thursday Night Football. And so why wouldn't we expect for Amazon to get another day throughout the course of the week? It looks like ESPN and ABC will maintain a hold on the finals. But it looks like the NBA, they're going to be down on streaming, huh? We already see Warner, which has TNT. They got the games. ESPN has the games. And that's pretty much it. You're not going to find the NBA on a streaming outlet unless you're streaming it on or through the NBA app. So looks like Amazon is getting ready to get into the game. Hickey, when it comes to the NFL today on CBS, this isn't a shock. You know, I looked at it last year and said, well, they're bringing in J.J. Watt. You're throwing in Matt Ryan. It seemed like, okay, this is the way that they were progressing.
And it makes sense, too, right? I mean, Boomer is an older player, right? Phil Simms, older player. Now, you know, you're getting a whole different era of football. It makes more sense from a broadcast perspective, right, to have guys that are still connected to the league with Matt Ryan and J.J. Watt both retiring very recently. So they've played with a lot of guys we're talking about. Right? They know how the game is now compared to what it used to be. Not that Boomer or Phil did a bad job whatsoever. I thought they were great, and CBS is my favorite pregame show of the ones that they have. Yeah. But it does make sense of, like, you know, new times, update those who are giving commentary on it.
Yeah, a little bit of an update and a reset. And I agree with you when it comes down to the pregame. I'm not a huge fan of pregame anything. I just literally only want to watch the games. I don't need the storylines and what have you, especially nowadays in the internet. There used to be a time where before the game, if you wanted the most recent information, you had to watch the pregame, because trying to pick up a newspaper, it's dated. The information that you got out of the newspaper was from the night before. So unless you were reading, but listening to the radio and getting up-to-date information, that's it. You know, this is pre-internet. And nowadays with pre-games, a lot of the information that gets shared on pre-games is in the palm of your hand before it even gets to television. So I'm not a huge fan, but I'll agree on this. CBS has done an excellent job over the past few years when it comes down to pregame coverage. I certainly enjoy it. Fox is fine, but Fox has a lot of, it's comedy and funny. It can be a little too hokey for me, and I like CBS. Just give it to me straight. I don't need all of the fluff. I don't need all of the ha-ha-ha, he-he-he. Just give me the damn football. And so CBS has done an excellent job, and it's pretty cool that Boomer is going to stay on separately from CBS on his morning show on WFAN New York City. He signed a contract extension there. And so people, whether you live in New York or not, and you want to hear Boomer Esiason, well, you got him 5 days a week for 4 hours, Monday through Friday. So good luck to Boomer, and also good luck to Phil Simms as he talks about, you know, his future. Phil Simms says, hey, I'm ready to see what happens and what comes next. Still an excellent football mind. And experience, too. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Johnny is calling from Chicago. Hey, Johnny. Hey, man, you are on the Infinity Sports Network.
From Chicago, JR. Hey, I wanted to give a quick shout out to Ryan Hickey. I think he's the nicest young man on the radio today. He's very sports knowledgeable, and to me, he's like a Boy Scout. You know, hearing all the stories of his younger, you know, when he was a kid and stuff, he didn't do none of the crazy stuff I did.
Okay. So, well, he's
good shout out to a good man, young man.
He can tell you whatever he wants to because he's right here.
Right on. He's a good man.
No, not you, Johnny. Stop talking. Let Ryan respond.
Oh, okay.
Johnny, thank you. Very, very kind. The check is in the mail. I appreciate that.
Hey, I wanted to bring up kind of who won the draft. You know, I think the Bears did real good. I put them in the top three, considering they only had four picks, and then they went into next year for that fifth pick. But picking up Caleb, Rome, and then that punter. Everyone's saying it's too early in that, but that guy sounds like he's going to be an NFL all-star punter. So I think that was a good move. I think the Eagles did real well, four defensive players, but well, they had nine picks, so it's hard to screw it up. And then the Steelers, with seven picks, picked up four offensive people. You know, the Steelers usually go defense. And then a quick comment on Joel Embiid, the 30-year-old. You know, LeBron's 40, and this Joel, the poor guy, I mean, he plays like a linebacker out there, and he keeps getting injured. But one thing I could comment on him is he speaks three languages. You know, he's from Africa, and then he speaks fluent French, fluent U.S., and he became a French citizen and a U.S. Okay. citizen. So he's
English.
Accomplished guy, yeah.
Yeah, he is. He's an international fellow who decided to play for Team USA. Hey, Johnny, thank you for calling up from Chicago. Yeah, no, Joel Embiid is, he's an international fellow. Hickey, do you speak U.S.? You speak U.S.?
I speak U.S. of A. Yes, I do.
Me too. I think, we speak English. And he speaks English too, and he speaks French, and he's, Cameroon. Is Cameroon a language? I don't know. English, French, and whatever they speak in Cameroon, that's what he speaks. He's good, but he's dirty. Who cares? Hickey, it's hard. It's difficult to feel. I'm down on Joel Embiid. Like, I used to feel like whatever, goofy guy, funny guy. I'm past that. He's dirty. And even with the Bell's palsy and the knees being hurt, I have no sympathy for him whatsoever anymore. None.
I'm with you 100%. He's a great player, right? Not taking anything away from his talent. He's an elite talent. But like you said, you see the stuff that he pulls, it's hard to feel bad for him when he's throwing elbow shivers and kicking his leg out and tackling people and kind of, in a way, throwing temper tantrums in smaller increments and in, you know, less drastic ways than, let's say, Draymond Green. But like in terms of like physical, what you're doing on the court, it's not all that different.
He stepped on Josh Hart yesterday. I don't know if it was on purpose. Who knows? I know when he pulled on Mitchell Robinson's leg, that was on purpose. Mitchell Robinson tried to play basketball yesterday, couldn't play. Was out there on the court warming up, could not play. You know, it's going to be real, I guess, sad. Joel Embiid, oh, we're the best, and we're the best team, and we're the better team. Yellow down 3-1, okay? Now, if you end up losing to this shorthanded New York Knicks, then what? What's the excuse? The fans didn't support you? You were hurt? And Joel Embiid, oh, I'm disappointed in the fans. Oh, tickets. You'll be disappointed in yourself. I hope he goes on a diet. Hickey, I can't imagine. What the hell do you think this guy eats in a day?
Oh, that's a lot of calories consumed. I mean,
oh, my God.
That massive frame, like... Anyway, we know he cut out the Shirley Temples, which that absolutely is a must.
That's a couple of years ago he did that, right?
Yes. So a lot less sugar in the body. Thank God for that. But yeah, you can't reduce the amount of food. Famished out there.
You know what's crazy? We see all of these athletes when they play. We see all these athletes when they work out. All they do is share workout videos, and obviously we see them when they play. We never, ever see any of them eat. Nobody ever says, hey, this is how I maintained my six pack Nobody ever says, this is what I eat for breakfast, lunch. I don't know if it's a competitive thing. Nobody ever shares what they eat. Nobody.
Everyone on TikTok is taking you through their boring day. How come no athlete is telling you what they're eating?
Yeah. All we get is workout. Never food, except for The Rock, who's not even a professional athlete. I'm going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. We'll talk about how terrible the Phoenix Suns are. They've been swept. And then we'll talk about Travis Kelce. This man has a new contract with the Kansas City Chiefs. He ain't going nowhere. Neither am I. The JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to NFL prospect Malik Spencer, Michigan State Spartan, for joining us in the last break. Yeah, we might as well. We finished up with the draft and we already got a new set of prospects. So thank you again to Malik for joining us in the last break. You want to holler at me? It's real simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I told you that we got a new influx of players into the league, but we did get a change, at least on the television side. If you are watching television during the football season and you're not just watching the games, you're probably tuning into the pregame, right? You want to know who's playing, who's not playing. You want some professional analysis, especially if you're putting some money on the line. Maybe you throwing out some bets. Maybe you trying to get your parlay together. Maybe you trying to win some cash. Maybe you're just a fan. Maybe you just want to watch. Maybe you want to be up to date. Well, there's going to be some new faces on CBS's NFL Today. Yeah, this has been for the better part of two decades. Boomer Esiason, former MVP with the Bengals and current morning show host on WFA in New York City when he's not hosting on Sundays on TV, he's gone. He's no longer going to be a part of CBS NFL Today. Phil Sims is also gone. And we learned a couple of years ago, Phil Sims was doing the broadcast. He was an announcer for the games. And then he was put into the studio pretty much when Tony Romo came on board. And so with those two gentlemen out, J.J. Watt is in. The recently retired Matt Ryan is in. And a matter of fact, let's take a listen to Boomer Esiason. He shared the announcement earlier today on his morning show on WFAN in New York City. Listen to this.
I am stepping away from the NFL Today on CBS. More their decision than maybe mine, but I really thought that the Super Bowl was my swan song.
Yeah.
And I thought the way that CBS handled, especially us guys out there in Las Vegas, it was amazing. So I had been there for 22 years. The guy who hired me back in 2001 was a guy by the name of Sean McManus, who was the CBS sports chairman. He shook my hand. He said, I'd love for you to be a part of the NFL Today. I never thought my wildest dreams that would have lasted for 22 years. And with all the people that I've worked with over there at CBS and the NFL Today, it's been an amazing run.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that it's been two decades. And so with J.J. Watt on the way in, with Matt Ryan, who officially retired last week, on the way in, a couple of dudes are going to stay. Nate Burleson is still going to be a part of the show. You think about Bill Cowher, he will still be there as well. And James Brown stays and sticks on as pretty much the host. And so we got changes. There's also word, in speaking of the media landscape, that the NBA is close to having Amazon on as a distribution partner. This is the same Amazon, I will remind you, that picked up Thursday Night Football. And so why wouldn't we expect for Amazon to get another day throughout the course of the week? It looks like ESPN and ABC will maintain a hold on the finals. But it looks like the NBA, they're going to be down on streaming, huh? We already see Warner, which has TNT. They got the games. ESPN has the games. And that's pretty much it. You're not going to find the NBA on a streaming outlet unless you're streaming it on or through the NBA app. So looks like Amazon is getting ready to get into the game. Hickey, when it comes to the NFL today on CBS, this isn't a shock. You know, I looked at it last year and said, well, they're bringing in J.J. Watt. You're throwing in Matt Ryan. It seemed like, okay, this is the way that they were progressing.
And it makes sense, too, right? I mean, Boomer's an older player, right? Phil Simms, older player. Now, you know, you're getting a whole different era of football. It makes more sense from a broadcast perspective, right, to have guys that are still connected to the league with Matt Ryan and J.J. Watt both retiring very recently. So they've played with a lot of guys they're talking about. Right? They know how the game is now compared to what it used to be. Not that Boomer or Phil did a bad job whatsoever. I thought they were great, and CBS is my favorite pregame show of the ones that they have.
Yeah.
But it does make sense of, like, you know, new time to kind of, you know, or should say new times, update those who are giving commentary on it.
Yeah, a little bit of an update and a reset. And I agree with you when it comes down to the pregame. I'm not a huge fan of pregame anything. I just literally only want to watch the games. I don't need the storylines and what have you, especially nowadays in the internet. There used to be a time where before the game, if you wanted the most recent information, you had to watch the pregame, because trying to pick up a newspaper, it's dated. The information that you got out of the newspaper was from the night before. So unless you were reading, or not reading, but listening to the radio and getting up-to-date information, that's it. You know, this is pre-internet. And nowadays with pre-games, a lot of the information that gets shared on pre-games is in the palm of your hand before it even gets to television. So I'm not a huge fan, but I'll agree on this. CBS has done an excellent job over the past few years when it comes down to pregame coverage. I certainly enjoy it. Fox is fine, but Fox has a lot of, it's comedy and funny. It can be a little too hokey for me, and I like CBS. Just give it to me straight. I don't need all of the fluff. I don't need all of the ha-ha-ha, he-he-he. Just give me the damn football. And so CBS has done an excellent job, and it's pretty cool that Boomer is going to stay on separately from CBS on his morning show on WFAN New York City. He signed a contract extension there. And so people, whether you live in New York or not, and you want to hear Boomer Esiason, well, you got him 5 days a week for 4 hours, Monday through Friday. So good luck to Boomer, and also good luck to Phil Simms as he talks about, you know, his future. Phil Simms says, hey, I'm ready to see what happens and what comes next. Still an excellent football mind. And experience, too. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Johnny is calling from Chicago. Hey, Johnny. Hey, man, you are on the Infinity Sports Network.
From Chicago, JR. Hey, I wanted to give a quick shout-out to Ryan Hickey. I think he's the nicest young man on the radio today. He's very sports knowledgeable. And to me, he's like a Boy Scout, you know, hearing all the stories of his younger, you know, when he was a kid and stuff. He didn't do none of the crazy stuff I did.
Okay.
So, well, he's good, shout out to a good man. Young man.
He can tell you whatever he wants to because he's right here.
Right on. He's a good man.
No, not you, Johnny. Stop talking. Let Ryan respond.
Oh, okay.
Johnny, thank you. Very, very kind. The check is in the mail. I appreciate that.
Hey, I wanted to bring up kind of who won the draft. You know, I think the Bears did real good. I put them in the top three, considering they only had four picks, and then they went into next year for that fifth pick. But picking up Caleb, Rome, and then that punter. Everyone's saying it's too early in that, but that guy sounds like he's going to be an NFL all-star punter. So I think that was a good move. I think the Eagles did real well, four defensive players, but well, they had nine picks, so it's hard to screw it up. And then the Steelers, with seven picks, picked up four offensive people. You know, the Steelers usually go defense. And then a quick comment on Joel Embiid. the 30-year-old. You know, LeBron's 40, and this Joel, the poor guy, I mean, he plays like a linebacker out there, and he keeps getting injured. But one thing I could comment on him is he speaks three languages. You know, he's from Africa, and then he speaks fluent French, fluent U.S., and he became a French US? Citizen and a U.S. Okay. citizen. So he's
English.
Accomplished guy, yeah.
Yeah, he is. He's an international fellow who decided to play for Team USA. Hey, Johnny, thank you for calling up from Chicago. Yeah, no, Joel Embiid is, yes, he is an international fellow. Hickey, do you speak U.S.? You speak U.S.?
I speak U.S. of A. Yes, I do.
Me too. I think, we speak English. And he speaks English, too, and he speaks French. And he's, Cameroon. Is Cameroon a language? I don't know. English, French, and whatever they speak in Cameroon, that's what he speaks. Yeah, he's good, but he's dirty. Who cares? Hickey, it's hard. It's difficult to feel. I'm down on Joel Embiid. Like, I used to feel like whatever, goofy guy, funny guy. I'm past that. He's dirty. And even with the Bell's palsy and the knees being hurt, I have no sympathy for him whatsoever anymore. None.
I'm with you 100%. He's a great player, right? Not taking anything away from his talent. He's an elite talent. But like you said, you see the stuff that he pulls. It's hard to feel bad for him when he's throwing elbow shivers and kicking his leg out and tackling people and kind of, in a way, throwing temper tantrums in smaller increments and in, you know, less drastic ways than, let's say, Draymond Green. But like in terms of like physical, what you're doing on the court, it's not all that different.
He stepped on Josh Hart yesterday. I don't know if it was on purpose. Who knows? I know when he pulled on Mitchell Robinson's leg, that was on purpose. Mitchell Robinson tried to play basketball yesterday, couldn't play. Was out there on the court warming up, could not play. You know, it's going to be real, I guess, sad. Joel Embiid, oh, we're the best, and we're the best team, and we're the better team. Yell it down 3-1, okay? Now, if you end up losing to this shorthanded New York Knicks, then what? What's the excuse? The fans didn't support you? You were hurt? And Joel Embiid, oh, I'm disappointed in the fans. Oh, tickets. You'll be disappointed in yourself. I hope he goes on a diet. Hickey, I can't imagine. What the hell do you think this guy eats in a day?
Oh, that's a lot of calories consumed. I mean,
oh, my God.
Massive frame, like... Anyway, we know he cut out the Shirley Temples, which that absolutely is a must.
That's a couple of years ago he did that, right?
Yes. So a lot less sugar in the body. Thank God for that. But yeah, you can't reduce the amount of food. You know, famished out there.
You know what's crazy? We see all of these athletes when they play. We see all these athletes when they work out. All they do is share workout videos, and obviously we see them when they play. We never, ever see any of them eat. Nobody ever says, hey, this is how I maintain my six pack. Nobody ever says this is what I eat for breakfast, lunch. I don't know. Is it a competitive thing? Nobody ever shares what they eat. Nobody.
Everyone on TikTok is taking you through their boring day. How come no athlete is telling you what they're eating?
Yeah. All we get is workout. Never food, except for The Rock, who's not even a professional athlete. I'm going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. We'll talk about how terrible the Phoenix Suns are. They've been swept. And then we'll talk about Travis Kelce. This man has a new contract with the Kansas City Chiefs. He ain't going nowhere. Neither am I. The JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.